Good afternoon, everyone. Grant Demme with you here for another weekly chat with the Southeast Health Unit, joined, as always, by Dr. Lena Lee, the Deputy Medical Officer of Health, and Sarah Burris, a public health inspector and a frequent guest of the show as well. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello, hello.
Hi there.
So today we're talking about vegetable gardens and farmer market stands. So it's a topic that doesn't really get discussed a lot, so I guess that is why we're here today. But I guess the first question to you, Dr. Lee, is what's public health's interest in canning and food preserving? Why is this an issue or something you wanted to bring up today?
Yeah, so preserving fruits and vegetables is a really great way to enjoy summer's bounty all year around. And we know that there's lots of delicious things that are growing and coming to fruit this time of year. But it is important that on the preserving side of things, we do it properly and safely. And so that's an important topic for public health, is that food safety piece. And then as well, of course, having fruits and vegetables that are preserved sort of at their peak ripeness is a really good way of enjoying food, which is important, for example, in nutrition as well as food security. And so right now and over the coming weeks to months is harvest season, and so we want to make sure that people are getting those safety steps and tips from the health unit to prevent foodborne illness coming from preserving and canning foods. So we talk about as well freezing and drying foods in food preservation. Those we're not going to focus on so much because the safety steps are pretty routine and similar to a food that we handle day to day. But canning is a little bit different because oftentimes it's not something that people do day to day, and there are additional risks, especially around botulism, for improperly canned foods, and that infection, so botulism, can be really serious and in fact can be fatal. And so that's why it's really important to do that canning piece really well and properly.
Yeah. And Sarah, do you mind telling us a little bit more about botulism? I'm not sure how many people, I mean, I'm not too familiar with it. Do you mind explaining what that kind of is and ways to prevent that from happening?
Yeah, for sure. So it is pretty rare, which is why we might not be super familiar with it. We do just want to stress that there are different foods that require different processes to try and avoid it. So different foods, looking at high acid versus low acid. So our high acid foods, things that are like pickled or jams or jellies, sauerkraut or tomatoes with the addition of some vinegar or lemon would be considered something that's high acid and that's very low risk for botulism. So these would be things that we would want to encourage people to use a boiling water canning method for. Botulism is not a concern for these high acid foods that have been properly canned, as bacteria can't grow in a high acid environment. So what we're concerned with is the more low acid foods that people might be considering canning this time of year, things like meat, fresh vegetables, with the exception of tomatoes. Some people even like to can soups, spaghetti, or anything with a meat sauce, or things with different viscosities or textures in them would require a pressure canner to be done, to be used for that process. So we want to keep in mind that it's not the same as a pressure cooker or like an Instant Pot. This is a specific pressure canner that should be used for these low acid foods. And botulism, it's a concern in low acid foods. So we really want to stress that for these items.
Okay.
And just to jump in as well, in terms of botulism, really a little bit of background and why it's of concern here. So botulism is a bacteria that can naturally occur in lots of food and in the stuff that's just around, right? So it just ends up in food, not something that is unusual or sort of an exceptional addition to food. So sometimes it's there, it can be killed, like Sarah said, using these methods. So high pressure, low or high acid rather, and and high heat. And the concern here for botulism is not just the bacteria, but in fact the toxin. So botulism can create a toxin that even very, very small amounts can have significant effects on health. So I mentioned earlier that it can be fatal, but as well, it can cause muscle weakness and blurry vision, difficulty talking. It often requires hospitalization and a long recovery period. And again, is something that is totally possible to prevent using the techniques that we're talking about for preserving food. So that's why, we want to emphasize those preservation techniques.
No, absolutely. Clearly, it sounds like it can progress to something extremely dangerous. And as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Lee, sometimes fatal. You mentioned a few tips when it comes to canning and making sure everything is clean and on the straight and narrow. Do you have any others you could provide for our listeners?
Yeah, so as with all food safety, starting with clean hands, clean surfaces, that's really important to prevent all sorts of other, we're focusing on botulism, but there are other bacteria that can affect health as well. Making sure that your equipment is already, that you have all the equipment and it's in good working conditions, or examining the equipment before you start. Making sure you use properly sterilized jars with new self-sealing lids. So those lids, sometimes if you've used them before, they may not seal properly. So we always say new ones every time you're canning. Use tested recipes, ones that or have been proven to have the processes, the techniques, and also the pH or the high acid that you're looking for. Using the right heat processing method according to the acidity of the food. And so different acidities of food, Sarah had talked about, high acid food versus lower acid food, those would need different levels of heat and pressure, so making sure you have that correct, and checking from time to time that the things that you think are happening are actually happening, right? So like the temperatures are correct, the pressures are correct, and using, for example, a food thermometer, and not changing the processing time or pressure levels, because that can affect the effectiveness of the canning process in inactivating that bacteria.
All very good tips, as always. And of course, before I let you go, Sarah, do you have any tips you would like to add about how to stay safe here?
Yeah, the last few safety tips would be to try and consume all home canned foods within the year of making them. And that so you're able to do that, we highly recommend labeling and dating everything that you're preparing. If jars or cans are dented, leaking, or bulging, definitely do not consume. And when in doubt, throw it out. If you think you have any of the symptoms of botulism, when you're seeking medical attention, it is, and you have consumed canned foods that might be a risk factor, it's good to let the doctor know that if you can. Our website has a lot of great information, including a fact sheet around home canning. And our website is www.healthunit.org.